listening to the White Hat Crew podcast, Internet Marketing with Ethics with Anton Roundy.
How to pick the right products to promote. As a marketer, whether affiliate or merchant, one of your challenges is to choose the right products to promote. A few obvious things to look at when considering a product include, is the product any good? Is it worth the price? Is it targeted at your audience? How much commission does each sale pay? The other day, Ben Settle wrote about something a little less obvious that he recommends marketers consider. Quote, "One of the things I insist people do when choosing an affiliate product is to make sure the product has a unique and interesting story behind it." End quote. Why does that matter? For one thing, a good story will help you engage potential customers. With no engagement, you have no opportunity to introduce the product. Speaking of the importance of engagement, Robert Bruce at Copyblogger quoted playwright David Mamet saying, quote, "The audience will not tune in to watch information. You wouldn't, I wouldn't, no one would or will. The audience will only tune in and stay tuned in to watch drama." End quote. He further quotes Mamet saying, quote, "Drama is the quest of the hero to overcome those things which prevent him from achieving a specific acute goal." End quote. Building on the same thing, Sonia Simon at Copyblogger wrote, quote, "Whether you want to make a sale, gain an email subscription, or motivate a change in behavior, your dramatic story will fail if it doesn't have one thing, a relatable protagonist." End quote. Put it all together and you get this formula. Use it as a checklist. 1. A unique. 2. Interesting story. 3. Where someone the customer can relate to. 4. Overcomes challenges that the customer can relate to. 5. To achieve a specific. 6. Important. 7. Goal that the customer can relate to. Let me read that again without the numbers. A unique, interesting story where someone that the customer can relate to overcomes challenges that the customer can relate to achieve a specific, important goal that the customer can relate to. If you're promoting products that don't have a story, can you find the story behind them? It could be the story of the product creator or one of their customers. If you've used the product, it could be your story. If you're using a story, does it have all the elements listed above? Does it emphasize them enough? If not, what else can you inject to make it more engaging and persuasive? Is the hero of your story relatable, or do you need to switch to the story of someone who's more like your customers? If you're the hero of the story, how are you making it easy for potential customers to relate to you? Do you engage them in your blog comments or on social media? Are you sticking strictly to the story of the product or including bits of personal information that would resonate with your readers? If your product really has no story, it may be time to consider promoting something else.
We'd love to hear your thoughts about this podcast. Post a comment on our blog at whitehatcrew.com/blog, or better yet, copy an excerpt and use it to start a post on your own blog. You'll find links for sharing our content with your friends at the bottom of each post. And whatever you do, take action on what you learn.